Well, let me lay out maybe a typical day just really quick.
Oh, that'd be great.
You get up in the morning, and you might have a big bowl of oatmeal with cinnamon and raisins, and we don't worry about the quantity of it. Then for lunch, you might have, say, a veggie chili or something like that, or if you're out at a taco restaurant, skip the meat taco, but have the bean burrito, hold the cheese, and once again, I'm not worried about your quantity. If you want to have a snack in the afternoon, maybe some fruit or something, let's say you're at an Italian restaurant for dinner. You top your pasta. Yeah, you can have pasta on this diet, which will surprise people with diabetes. But you're not going to top it with a cream sauce or a meat sauce. It'll be, say, a light marinara sauce. So what's left out? We are leaving out animal-derived products. So the meats and the dairy products are gone. That eliminates animal fat. Keep the vegetable oils low, too. So if you haven't learned how to cook without using lots of oils, I'm going to show you how to do that. And then we're going to set aside sugar, white bread, that sort of thing. But we are not going to go low carb. I'm going to show you which carbohydrate-rich foods are better. Instead of white bread, we're going to use rye and pumpernickel, for example. Very simple.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, the more I looked at the book, the less hungry I got. I figured, hey, this is you can really eat with this thing.
You can. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not expecting that people will binge, but I am expecting that you'll be guided by your hunger and your sense of satiety. But we're making a major qualitative shift. Once the animal fat is gone, cholesterol levels fall. With all that high fiber intake, you get full slightly earlier than before. That triggers the satiety response so that people start to slim down, average about a pound a week. After a year, you've lost about 50 pounds. The diabetes is improving in the process. We found that this diet is equivalent in power to about one oral diabetes medication, or perhaps slightly stronger than that. It's equivalent, similar to certain statin drugs for lowering cholesterol. And you put it together, if this were a drug, people would have been scrambling to patent it.
You have taken the campaign, in a sense, beyond the book. You've taken it directly to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have written a letter to him from your group, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and you asked him to address the growing diabetes crisis, predicting that more than 175,000 children born in California each year will develop diabetes during their lifetimes. What else did you tell him?
Yes, that's right. We've seen a tremendous explosion of diabetes. If you go back to 1994, it was about 4.7% of the adult population had this disease. But if you fast forward 10 years to 2004, it wasn't 4.7% anymore. It was up to 7.1%. And it's rising and rising year by year by year. And it's hitting people earlier and earlier in life. What we used to call adult onset diabetes, type 2, you can now see in kids of 16 and 17. And
oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's happening. And in certain groups, it's more than one in three. And this is not going to change. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicted that out of every three kids born today, one will grow up to develop diabetes. And that it's going to shorten their life and make them miserable in some ways. We have to tackle this, but we can tackle it with food. So I had just two suggestions for the governor.
Okay.
Number one, we need a new emphasis on prevention. That means you don't wait until someone's got it. You can prevent it, and we can prevent it if we promote big lifestyle changes. Step two is we need a new emphasis on nutrition. If we really work with the businesses, work with the schools, work with families so that they know what a vegan diet is, so that you shouldn't have to have a kid going through the lunch line with no vegetarian option whatsoever. If their only choice is chicken nuggets and Salisbury steak with gravy, we are going to have kids who are overweight and have a high risk for heart disease and diabetes. I want to reverse that so that everything that is in that lunch line is something you're proud for your kids to select.